But if there's anything to take away from his story, it's that it may be best to send a robot to do the dirty work, at least initially. The European Space Agency is doing just that with its ExoMars mission. It sent out an orbiter and a rover. Actually, you may remember in the news from last October when their practice rover crash-landed into the surface of Mars. Despite this rather expensive fluff, they have got funding to carry on with their plans to launch the real deal in 2020, fully kitted out with a drill and a suite of instruments dedicated to see if life ever existed on Mars. I went to meet a prototype of this rover called Bruno and his owner, Paul Meacham from Airbus Defence, to talk about the difficulties of getting Bruno's big brother and humans to the red planet.
Mars is not the easiest place to get to. I mean, it's actually very demanding. Even just getting off the surface of the Earth is difficult because our gravity, it doesn't feel very strong to us, but it is an incredible force to overcome.
And then getting there, I imagine, it's what, 9 months?
It is a very long time, yes. 9 months in cruise. And of course, during that whole time, you're away from the Earth's protective layer. So you're subject to the full elements of space. It's quite tricky to overcome that.
To give you an idea, to get off the surface of Earth, you need tremendous amounts of power.
If you're strapped on top of a rocket, you know, it's not a very pleasant place to be. You are getting blasted with lots of vibrations, lots of sound waves. So you've got to build your spacecraft to be able to withstand all those forces and not transmit too many of them to the actual passengers.
How do you test that?
Essentially, you've got environmental test facilities where you have a big table that shakes the spacecraft. We even have a room where we do acoustic test. So essentially we stick the spacecraft in there and we blast it with sound waves. It's not a particularly pleasant place to be, because if you were a person in that room when we were testing one of our spacecraft, you would be killed.
That's not all. The radiation can wreak havoc on your electronics. In the Apollo mission, something like 3 days in space was the equivalent of 12 chest x-rays.
That's right. They flew through what we call the Van Allen belts, which are belts of radiation that surround the Earth. It's a particularly high-energy environment. But yes, I mean, as you say, that was only 3 days, and we're talking 9 months. So the equivalent dose is much, much higher.
Not to mention temperature.
The rover's main structure is called a bathtub, and it has the space equivalent of double glazing in order to create a thermal barrier through which heat can't get in and heat can't get out. And then when you do that, you can create quite a habitable microenvironment within that cocoon.
And then there's landing. It's not only ExoMars that have struggled to land a rover on the surface. Back in 2003, the Beagle probe famously didn't manage to open its solar panels and power up. What I'm trying to say is it's one big job for people like Paul.
And that's why facilities like the Mars Yard are so important, because it allows us to practice everything we're going to need to worry about when we get to Mars on Earth.
This is the weirdest place I've ever been. I don't know quite how to describe it.
Lost for words I was, but imagine a giant sandpit filled with, well, bright orange sand and a mixture of real rocks and polystyrene boulders. Taped to the walls were vistas of Mars. Bar the lack of weightlessness, the scorching effects of radiation, and the bountiful levels of oxygen, I did feel like I was traipsing around Mars. This is the Mars Yard, and no, it isn't a film set. It's where scientists, like Paul, test out prototypes of the ExoMars rover.
Bruno has on him all the sensors the real rover will need to drive itself autonomously. That's the cameras and all the sensors in the wheels and that sort of thing. So essentially, we practice driving the rover by itself in this Mars Yard.
Can we take her out for a... Oh, him. Can we take him out for a spin?
Yes, we certainly can.
Yeah. Am I allowed to tread on the sand?
You can.
And away Bruno goes. Bruno looks like a giraffe. Instead of four legs, he has six wheels, and the wheels resemble the sort of things you get on tanks.
It was painfully slow going, but hopefully in 2020, when the rover launches for real, one hopes we'll be able to answer the question of whether there once was microbial life on Mars.